I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 and 88.5. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Gino Bartoli, the Lion of Tuscany, is best known as an Italian cycling superstar. He won the Tour de France twice, once in 1938 and again in 1948, and to this day holds the record for the longest time span between victories. Of course, part of that delay was World War II, and during World War II, Gino Bartoli used his, I guess you could say, sports figure status to help Jews escape the Holocaust in Italy. It all transpires in a new book called Road to Valor, a true story of World War II Italy, the Nazis, and the cyclist who inspired a nation. It's written by Eile and Andres McConnon, and I'm speaking with Eile on the phone right now. Good morning, Eile.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I want to ask to begin with, I know from reading the book that you and your brother went through quite a few years in putting together and researching this book. What put you onto the story of Gino Bartoli?
Well, the story of our discovery of Gino Bartoli actually began now nearly 10 years ago. My brother and co-author was at the Tour de France that year, cheering along at the sidelines as Lance Armstrong was working his way to another victory. And at that time, Lance was 30 years old, which, if you can imagine, is considered quite old for a cyclist. And so it prompted discussion among fans and the press about other cycling greats who had won the race in their 30s. And there aren't that many racers who have, but one name that stuck out was Gino Bartoli, who's one of the most famous Italian athletes of his era, but who also, his victories bookmarked either side of World War II. And so that piqued my brother's interest. He gave me a call. We, you know, began thinking about how did this sort of champion cyclist, he's infamous as Italy, as, say, Joe DiMaggio in the United States. You know, we wondered, how did he spend World War II? And when we started doing a bit of research and discovered that he had, in fact, been part of the resistance in Italy and even used his bicycle to help the Jewish community in Italy, we knew we had a germ of a book idea, the combination of a sports hero and a secret World War II champion. We realized we wanted to explore this further.
Well, Gino was quite a character and a very determined bicyclist from the very beginning. He kind of grew up, he and his brother, riding bicycles in the back roads around his hometown.
That's right. They came from a very simple, humble family. But at this time in Italy, he's born in 1914, the bicycle is incredibly popular, and basically everyone from the peasant to the office worker, everyone used a bicycle to get around. And Bartoli and his brother were no different in that, you know, at the time, every young boy dreamed of becoming a successful racer because it was a ticket out of your, you know, poverty, certainly for their family. And it just it offered the promise of being able to travel much further than most Italians would be able at that time. Many people never left their home villages, but cyclists, you know, you got to race around Italy, and if you were very good, you know, around Europe. So the appeal of the bicycle was very strong.
And Bartoli really faced some obstacles early in his racing career. We talk about the German occupation during World War II, but before that, it was the fascists who were in charge, and the fascist government really threw some roadblocks in Bartoli's way when it came to cycling, really trying to control his career.
That's correct. The fascist government at this time exerted, you know, unimaginable control over athletes' schedules. They could dictate what races you took part in, how you trained. And, you know, the reason they were doing all of this is that they wanted to use any sort of sports victory as a sort of international propaganda tool to sort of celebrate their belief in fascism. And it was a very tricky line for someone like Bartoli to navigate because he certainly didn't like the fascists, didn't believe in what they were doing. But at the same time, there's a risk to being too vocal. There's another famous cyclist who is vocally anti-fascist and was found one day killed at the side of the road, you know, mysteriously. And, you know, it was believed that it was as a result of these anti-fascist beliefs. So Bartoli, when he raced, he had to be careful because he the fascist government controlled a lot of the schedules. They provided a lot of the racing purses for the people that won. And if you were too vocal in opposition, they could totally destroy you. But at the same time, you know, he certainly didn't approve and felt strongly against what they were doing.
And then in World War II, he did become a member of the Army, but the Army kept him, I guess you could say, off the front lines by making him a bicycle messenger. And eventually he parlayed that into helping out the Jews who were facing the horrors of the Nazis and the German occupation. How did Bartoli get involved, a devout Catholic, in saving the Jews?
Bartoli's involvement in the resistance is interesting. It stemmed from two very personal connections. One was the Cardinal of Florence was a close friend of Bartoli's. They knew each other from Catholic circles, and the Cardinal had married Bartoli, had baptized his son. And midway through the war, this is 1943, when the Nazis and German army occupied Italy, suddenly the situation became much more difficult for Jews in Italy. Those would be Italian Jews or other Jewish refugees who've come into the country. And so the Cardinal had been asked by this community to help shelter them because they needed food, they needed supplies, but most importantly, they needed false identity documents. Because if you had an identity card that identified you as a Jewish Italian, you could be a candidate to be sent away to a camp. And so the Cardinal had places to put some of these refugees. He had various monasteries and convents that he summoned and asked them to welcome and open their doors and welcome refugees. But in terms of getting these identity documents to these refugees, that's where Gino Bartoli came into the picture. The Cardinal asked Bartoli to basically be the postman or the courier for this secret network, where he would transport false identity documents that he hid in the frame of his bicycle right under his seat, and he'd bring them to different Jews in hiding and throughout Tuscany and the neighboring region of Umbria.
A fascinating story laid out in your book, Road to Valor, about not only his help during the occupation, but also really heart-wrenching tales of the Tour de France as you trace his victories in 1938 and 1948. And I was surprised by all the folks you had a chance to talk to, but also surprised at how little information there was about what Gino did during World War II to help the Jews. And the true story, these folks weren't really, I guess you could say they were reticent to talk about it.
That's right. It's fascinating to find someone, you know, on the one hand, so famous, such a sports legend, who had millions of fans, but so few of these fans knew about this critical chapter in Bartoli's life. And, you know, the reason, I think, was twofold. Bartoli himself didn't speak about his wartime resistance work until very late in his life. And I think this came out of a sense that he had known many people who had been tortured or killed during the war, and out of a respect for those people who had suffered more than he had, he didn't want to kind of aggrandize himself as a hero. And I think he also realized that there were, you know, many very regular, ordinary Italians who'd also, you know, risked their lives during the war, and that if he made a big deal about his own participation because he was already a national hero, that his role would dwarf or overshadow some of those other people. And so... really, a lot of this, the wartime work that he did, is only came to light in the research of writing our book. And in fact, we found what was most interesting in the whole process was finding one of the last remaining survivors of a family that Bartoli had actually sheltered in an apartment that he owned. He, as a cyclist, had a little bit more wealth than the average Italian. And so we tracked down this gentleman who had been 11 years old during the war when Bartoli had saved his family and interviewed him in Israel. And, you know, to have that human face on that experience was tremendous.
Well, it's a breathtaking account, and I really am glad that you uncovered all the good work of Gino Bartoli. Eile and Andres Makanen, the authors of Road to Valor, a true story of World War II Italy, the Nazis, and the cyclist who inspired a nation, the story of the Line of Tuscany, Gino Bartoli. It's available where books are sold right now. You'll find a link to it on our website, wvxu.org. And Eile, thank you very much for sharing the story in both the book and talking with me this morning.
Well, thanks so much for the opportunity.